This is RÚV English Radio with Darren Adam, daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.
Hello, this is RÚV English Radio. My name's Darren Adam. Thank you very much for your company today. I've come a little bit to the north of Akureyri to visit Safnasafnið, which is celebrating its 30th anniversary this year. It's the Icelandic Folk and Outsider Arts Museum. And it's interesting as you walk in, I'm with Thorgunnur just now, who's already told me that it's not what I think it is. But when you come into this building, the first thing you see are artworks that look very much like the figures that you see at Samuelsafnið, which is another specific museum of outsider art of one person, which is in the Westfjords. But Thorgunnur, it's not his work, is it, that we're looking at here?
No, but yes, I can see why you made the connection. They are very similar, like made out of concrete and do have this kind of naive look.
Yes. That's a good word, I think, because we're talking about outsider art.
Here at the museum, it's like a very personal collection of work that have not, for some reason, not been collected into another art museums. Mm. Maybe due to it being too folky, but it's like it's art that comes truly from the heart. Yeah. And it's just creativity in its purest form, and it's very beautiful.
They are beautiful, and something else that you might recognize, I don't know if you've stayed in a hotel in Iceland, there's a wooden figure outside reclining, I think, or sitting down on one of the benches. And I know that Icelandair bought a lot of those works to decorate some and to furnish some of their hotels. So tell me about that work.
Oh, yeah, the work by Aðalheiður Eysteinsdóttir. Yeah, it's a great one. She works mainly with wood and or like wood scraps, and she can make a person like just with scraps makes her work come to life with people, and especially sheep. We have had an exhibition here with sheep, and also she has been painting the lines of the wood. It's very
And they're very angular, they're very chunky, but they do feel alive, don't they?
Really? Yeah. And it's all over the country, her work. It's but also you will find that homes, as he has made like tiny statues that are very popular in people's home.
Yes.
Yeah, a wonderful artist.
Well, that's what we've already seen just as we walk in the door and what we see outside as well. But we're going to go upstairs to one of the exhibitions that's on at the moment. And you were telling me that there are 10 in total right now.
Yes, well, there are 10 exhibition spaces within the building. Mm. We do have 14 exhibitions going on.
14?
Yes.
You also undercounted. There's 14, not 10.
Yeah, well, 10 new exhibitions this year. Mm-hmm. We do change every year, so there's a new set of exhibitions. We also do show outside. I don't know if you noted, there were like birthday cakes surrounding the museum in our gardens.
Now you mention it, yeah.
We work with the local children, or like the elementary school. So this year they decided to treat us with birthday cakes to celebrate.
How lovely. 30 years of this museum, yes.
Yeah, exactly.
You probably heard there that we've walked up the steps to the first floor. Which room are we in here?
Well, these are, we call them the northern rooms. So they are three different spaces, but this is now all one exhibition. It's called Creating from the Collection. And it's curated by Niels Hafstein, which is one of the founders of the museum. Mm. The exhibition, this one is like, we are revisiting the first years of the museum. Mm-hmm. The exhibition in 98, it was like a groundbreaking exhibition where Niels started connecting contemporary artists with folk art and all kinds. It was photograph things that you could buy in gift stores, for example, like mass-produced things.
Yes.
Yeah, that's
souvenirs.
The word for it.
Souvenirs.
Yeah. A mixture of a lot of things. And it kind of it is kind of what Safnasafnið is all about when you think of it. Like all work collected into the museum and exhibited is like on equal grounding.
Yes. And is that really what outsider art is partly about? Is sort of cutting through a lot of the fuss that can be made in a formal way about art? It's about democratizing and giving everyone a chance?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And we don't really Like in here, I'm not sure if you can see which one is the contemporary art and which is
Let me have a guess. I'm going to try to describe some of these works. Okay, so we're looking at a sort of photorealistic. It is a photograph, indeed. Venus on the West Side. This is a ship from an unusual angle.
It sure is, and yes. It's like kind of, yeah, you can see how it's like. It's kind of like it's been put together and...
Yes, it's very symmetrical.
Symmetrical, yes, yeah, we are good with words.
So that's very striking, and there's a sunset behind the work here. This is by Ragnheiður Þóra Ragnarsdóttir.
She is also the architect of the building.
Okay, does that give us a clue as to whether she's the professional artist?
Maybe, yeah.
It is a stunning building, we should say, as well, that we're in. We have Gunnar S. Magnus with Hiroshima Nagasaki, and... this is quite resonant, of course, with the 80th anniversary of those attacks. I mean, I don't know whether he's going for a gas mask sort of feel in the top here.
It's a very strong piece, and like you said, it has a lot of emotion when you look at it. So he's obviously telling us something. It's actually a piece that was gifted to the museum earlier this year, and we also have another work by him in another room. This room here is actually put together, both in linked to the art, but also the colors, actually. It's yes. Like earthy colors, and as we will move through the space, you will notice there's like we walk into a blue room and then a white room.
There is a sort of, yeah, there is a palette linking these items, isn't there? I wouldn't have picked up on that until you'd mentioned it, actually. Maybe it becomes even more obvious when you see the other palettes. And here is an American flag rendered in very muted colors, in browns and grays, by Birgir Andresen, Bandarískur Fáni, American flag. I suppose, again, when we think of what's happening in the world, to see the American flag almost stripped of all of its color is quite interesting.
Yeah, and a lot has been going on. We have, for example, another show down here that is linked to objects from Greenland or art from Greenland, which was kind of a debate when we were putting it up. It was kind of in the news, everything that America was thinking. Or not America, like a specific man.
Well, maybe he's got bored with that idea, so let's not remind him. Continue then past the earthy colours of the room that we're in into a blue area.
Mm-hmm. A wonderful, wonderful room. I would maybe want to mention the work that's behind you. It's linked to the blue room. But these are work by Bjarni Þórarinsson, who sadly passed away this year. But we do have a collection here at the museum specifically linked to his work and now his memory. And it's called Such a Collection. And we proudly show his work here now, and we will present his work also next year.
24 panels, if I've counted correctly, on a white background, very geometric patterns. There are 24 circles, and within each of those circles, some very intricate geometric and angular patterns.
And a lot of play with words, so you can stand next to him, and he's kind of, it's like a very strict rules, and it's totally his world of lines and magic, I would say.
And from a distance, these are all very similar, but of course, the closer you get, the more detail you can see, the more differences you can see between these apparently similar objects.
Yeah, and he did draw all of these beautiful images at a bar in Reykjavik.
Did he?
Yeah. And
Which
people
one,
knew him. And later on, Gottur, He started cooperating with him, and they did make it into color and prints, and we also have that in our collection, and we have shown that.
Okay, so these are all in black and white and monochrome, but there are color versions of these.
Yes, yes.
And would they be blue? Is that why that's why this work is in the blue room or one of the blue zones?
Well, they are not blue, as you've pointed out, but here we are seeing a lot of interesting objects, and you can see like how... like we can put so many different things, draw them together from the collection. We have books, and we have found objects and photographs, and it's a great world of artwork here.
From Einar Baldason, there is a Flugvél, is an aeroplane in glazed clay. There are a number of books here as well. From Helgi Fríðarson, I see. Linked with the colour blue, there is something that caught my eye as soon as we came in here, which is almost a Rothko kind of panel, you could say, somewhere between a Rothko and a flag on a silver background, two vertical black lines with rough edges, and in the middle is a sea of blue.
Yes, this is a work by Magnús Kjartansson titled Eternity Form. So maybe, I don't know, if you see the blue and you want to...
I want to jump in.
Yeah.
It's like looking at a swimming pool from above, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, when you mention it.
Yes.
Yeah. Maybe here is another swimming pool. What do you think?
Possibly. So this is by Kees Wieser. It's untitled, and it is, again, an area of fairly solid blue. It looks like it's been stuck down on the background with masking tape. It's got that sort of translucent feel to it, and there are reds and yellows and blues behind it as well. And yes, that could be a swimming pool from above.
Yes, we're having a good dive here, aren't we?
We are indeed. A deep dive into the works here. Terminated 2 is by Ruri, and this is one of the waterfalls that disappeared when the Karnuka Dam was constructed, and the word terminated in red bold type across an image of the water that would have flowed.
Yeah. Imagine, it's so good that they documented it and put it up like that.
Yes.
Because it's, not everybody in favor.
No. A very controversial project,
yeah,
of course. I suppose this collection, you said this one takes us back over the 30 years of the building that we're in, of this museum. It's a compilation in a way, isn't it? It brings together all the different strands.
Yes. And I hope that people that come to visit the museum, and maybe this exhibition as well, will get the spirit and everything that... all the work that has been done here over the years. I mean, a lot of those artworks might not exist today if it weren't for the founders that traveled around the country and and collected and bought a lot of the work. And it's really great today because a lot of the artwork that you mentioned that is maybe outside the cultural mainstream, thankfully, and we are very happy that all the people have started to see its beauty as well, and all the museums have been getting loans from the collection, and they are now like shown all around Iceland and also in Europe as well. So that's really great.
The schools have just gone back as we are talking. Do you get people passing who see it's a beautiful sight from the outside as they pass on the road here? Are they curious? Do they come in?
Oh, yes. We have got many, many great visits. Many do have, that's their aim to get to the museum, but we are not located on the Road 1 in Iceland, so it's you need to look us up. But many, there's a big statue outside here, a blue tall man. And he gets attention.
Yes, and hard to miss.
Hard to miss. And he's kind of our protector as well. So many people come in and they're very curious. And then the museum opens up. And I think everybody can find something in here, from art or all the flowers. And we also have a big textile collection. So it's a bit of everything.
And we've only just scratched the surface here. We've taken one look at one part of this museum, one exhibition, I suppose. You're open, I think, until the 21st of September.
Yes, that's correct. And we do close with, we always have textile-themed events. Because during the winter time, we are closed for public, but people can always access our textile collection.
Well, it's definitely worth taking a look here. There's so much to see. As I say, we've really just scratched the surface of this wonderful building. And it is a beautiful building that we are in at the moment. And there is art everywhere. There is color everywhere. There is life everywhere. Is that the intention then, to make this feel vibrant and alive?
Yeah, that's definitely what the museum is all about, I think. Full of magic, full of colors, but also serious things. But we try to keep it light, just as with all the light coming in.
Well, there's certainly a lot of light coming in today. Thank you very much indeed. 21st of September, you've got till then. If you want to come here this year, we'll put a link up to the page of the museum on the page accompanying the show from Roof English Radio. My name's Darren Adam, and you can get in touch anytime, english@ruv.is.
There is more from Roof English, with all the news from Iceland in English at ruv.is/English. Roof English Radio is a daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, Roof.